On this episode of The Real Man Talk Show, we're going to talk about how it's time for us as men of Christ to step it up. There's so much need out there. There's so much hurt out there. It's time for us as men of God to step in and do our part. We've got a couple examples going on during the show. We want you to check this out. Our second episode on the radio, The Real Man Talk Show. Check it out. Good morning. It is the Real Man Talk Show. We are here standing up for the real men of Christ, the guys that go through every day and try to live a righteous life. And we're here to let you know that the struggles come, but you're not the only ones going through that. We're here with you. We go through those struggles and we talk about some of those issues. I'm sitting here watching Brother Jarrell try to untangle his headphone cord. Jarrell is here with me. Glenn is here with me.
Hey, man.
Frank Ski is on the way. I did verify he's not at the beach, so I think he's somewhere close. He's burning down the road to get with us. 1680 WOKB.
Hey, man.
Urban Empowerment and Inspirational Station. This is the home of gospel in Orlando, man. Jarrell, how you doing, man?
Man, I am blessed, highly favored. I love the Lord. I love God creation, but I in love with the children of God.
Look at you.
Listen, that was good stuff, right?
That was great, yeah, man. Spreading the love.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming out.
I love that. And the reason why I say I love God creations, because I have to, and that's my explanation for why I like pull for the Tampa Bay Rays right now.
Yes.
In the World Series.
Yes.
And, you know, I celebrate the Dodgers, but because I'm in pain because my Braves ain't in the World Series, man.
You'll be all right.
And everything.
It's not the first time they didn't make it. Come on, man.
Here we go. Here we go, Glenn.
Win the division. Don't make it in. But that's all right. Glenn, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm great this morning.
It's two a time, right?
It's two a time. And you know what? Last night, we got furniture coming today, my wife and I.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, sweetie. And I was supposed to come and help feed with Jarrell yesterday. She's like, oh, sweetie, they're going to deliver the furniture tomorrow. I was like, okay, really? She said, I want you to paint this wall. So I was in, I'm satisfied with myself.
Yeah.
Because within an hour's time, I chose a shade of paint
at
Home Depot, got the paint mixed up. Bought it home, got me. I napped out. I had to take a nap, Jarrell, because I hadn't gone to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
My head was spinning around from the paint fumes and from fatigue.
Yeah.
But I painted a whole wall, finished up around about 2:45 this morning, and then came here at 6 to start the station.
Right. Turn everything on. Get everything running.
Right.
Bro. Man.
So, and I feel good.
Good.
Because I got it done. You gotta do it.
You ain't crashed yet.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
And guess what, Glenn?
What's
the homeless still got fed.
You see?
So thank you.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
So no guilty conscience.
Amen. How did that go?
Oh, it went well.
Is this something you do regularly or?
Yes. We do it my church and other, we combined with another organization, and we just moved to the Christian, let me look it up right quick. I forgot. It's a new place that we're serving off. Is actually off of Central.
Okay.
Right next to the soccer stadium.
Okay.
And this building been there for 50 years that I just found out. And I've seen it, but I never knew what it, how you pass things for a long time.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And you really don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is.
To go there. Mm-hmm. But we was there, my church and another church, and we fed approximately like 75 people.
Awesome.
Spaghetti dinner. We had spaghetti, salad, dessert, garlic bread, and a drink. And it went well.
Good.
On yesterday. Thought it was going to rain, but it didn't. Thank you, Jesus. But we was at the Christian Service Center. It's located 808 West Central Street in Central Boulevard in Orlando, and they serve free meals from free dinners from 5:30 until it's gone.
Okay.
Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Wow.
And Sundays.
Wow.
So, but Mondays they take a little
break. Yeah, they gotta take a break.
And then, but it's a lot of things that's happening at right there at the Christian service center. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can come in there. The homeless, they during certain hours they can come in. They have those mobile showers.
Yes.
They have thrift stores. They got job services.
Yes.
That they're getting ready to start where they can. It's not like a day labor. They hook you up with a job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that you keep.
That's
you get
awesome.
Paid every week. This, that, and the other. And the next thing, they also is working on a housing part so that you can be able to get a house, and they will help you pay for that house for like 9 months. And
wow.
And you take it over. So just exciting times, man, to do stuff.
That's so needed.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
That is so needed.
Really good.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So y'all check them out, man. It's the Christian Service Center, 808 West Central Boulevard in Orlando. It's right on the next to the downtown soccer stadium. And, you know, they got the Daily Bread. It's a whole bunch of stuff, man, mm-hmm. and down there. And, you know, they'll take any type of donations. You know, if you just want to come and help. Matter of fact, to help us feed the needy, UCF Beta Club came out and actually helped serve also. So, you know, they was doing their community service and mm-hmm. stuff. And, you know, they was really into it.
Great.
They seemed like they enjoyed it and everything, and, you know, didn't, like, turn their nose up to the people or nothing like mm-hmm. that. So, you know, it's even though we're in this pandemic, God say, okay, so I'm going to need you to help the less fortunate.
There you go. So, there you go. Definitely. Well, that's our show.
You start. You 20 asked
minute,
me. You
20
asked
minute
me.
Commercial.
He asked me right there.
I did.
Be careful what you ask.
I see.
Jarrell is thorough.
He got all the info.
He's thorough.
Somebody might have needed that. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think it's great. I have no problem with that.
And Glenn tried to slide in there.
Uh huh.
The reason why he didn't show up yesterday.
Yeah. Man. Yeah,
he's tired, man. Don't come out, Glenn, man.
It's all about being responsible.
He's tired.
Yeah.
He's tired.
Yeah.
It's funny because I've been super, super busy. You know, when you got so much stuff going on that you got piles of projects that you have trouble sleeping because mm-hmm. you're thinking about what you got to do the next day.
Yeah.
And then something came to me and I was like, man, I just wish that I had the peace that Jesus had when he was in that boat. Yeah. And the storm was coming. Mm-hmm. Jesus was knocked out.
He was out.
He was out.
Yeah.
It's tossing and turning. It's a storm outside.
Yeah. He was out, man. Yeah. I said, I wish I had that peace last night, but it's all good.
You know how it is. Somebody going to come wake you up.
Yes. Unfortunately, yes.
That's good.
Even bro. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
He's like,
woke
what?
Jesus
what?
Up.
What?
They woke him up.
Yeah. What you want?
For that? Y'all woke up for that?
Oh, ye of little faith.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Dang, man, I was dreaming about Snickers bar. Thank everybody for listening to the Real Man Talk Show. Again, we're here for the guys of Christ, just to hold you guys up. Tough times now. But in tough times, and it's a perfect example, what you talked about with the helping feed the homeless, it's time for guys to step up.
Mm-hmm.
And this episode is going to be stepping up your game.
So
and fun. We got to do better. I mean, God's going to give us the stuff we need to do. We just got to step up and do it. Long time ago, you know, back in church in the spring, you got Mother's Day, right? What happens mm-hmm. Mother's Day?
Right.
They celebrate the women. They'll have a tea or a luncheon. They get flowers and all this stuff. And then Father's Day, you know. Father's Day. Well, one year at Faith World, Father's Day came around, and we're like, okay, yeah, you know, at least pastor's going to celebrate the men. And he did a sermon called Adam, Where Art Thou? Mm. And he proceeded to talk for about 40 minutes, about how the men of Christ have lost their way and have come up short.
Mm.
So he spent that time on Father's Day,
mm-hmm.
where our little kid is giving us ugly ties and handmade cars, mm-hmm. to tell us about ourselves and tell us we need to step up. I thought that was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
What a wake-up call
uh-huh.
that we needed.
Uh-huh.
So Frank is coming, and he's doing a huge thing to step up. He's actually doing a Bernie Mac type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'll let him talk about that.
Right.
And Brother Jarrell, since mm-hmm. you're here, I invited you to come. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for out allowing me.
Busy, like a, busy
like,
schedule.
Just like what Jesus said. You woke me up for this? No, I'm just kidding.
I woke you up for this. I wanted you to talk about the how you're stepping up and doing the mentoring. Okay. The mentoring program, yeah. Which is very, very needed, man.
Right. And it's time for us, like you say, Real Man Talk Show, to really step up in our community, especially during this time.
Yes.
And we can't go on to go into this decade, this new decade coming out the other side of this pandemic, and you spend all this time at home with one another and not being able to mentor your son, mentor your nephews, mentor your cousin, your male cousins, and the things that we learned. This is the perfect time because, you know, you always like, I wish I would have taught my son how to wash cars. I wish I'd have had time to teach my son how to fish.
How to fish,
yeah. You know, I wish I had time to tell my son, you know, my nephew how to change a tire and things of that nature. So here at WOKB and also throughout the Central Florida area, man, you know, me and other leaders of Got Skills, we got an organization called Got Skills that teach life skills to teenage men.
Mm-hmm.
And we went away from the boys thing, the whole mentoring boys, because that's not what we're trying to turn these guys into men.
Yes.
We're trying to turn these guys into men and get them. I hope I won't get them off of the breast milk. Can I say that?
You already did.
Yeah, I already did.
It's already out there.
Yeah, it's already out there. So he was just trying to get them off that. So
we know what you mean.
Yeah. And the thing about it is Chris, and because, hey, Frank, what's happening?
There he is.
We you know, the thing about it is like, really, man, just to, you know, the one thing that really disturbs me, Glenn, when people say, well, I don't want to raise my kid like I was raised. Well, I'm looking at you, and y'all turned out fine.
Yeah.
So what was wrong with the way you was raised? And we was all raised to know, you know, common life skills, like what a hammer is, what a jack is.
Yes.
Why you should open your door for your mama and your sister,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. and things of that nature. But, you know, we as men now, we got away from that, just teaching our sons and sending them off to college.
Yes.
And they don't know how to hang a picture.
Yeah.
If their car break down, let me go call AAA.
Yeah.
What?
Can't change the tire.
Can't change the tire.
Yes.
Can't do none of the things. So
shameful.
Shameful. So we at Got Skills, you know, we get to the point where we just teach life skills to teenage men. And, you know, in the past, we, you know, and I always mess with Glenn because Glenn came to one of the sessions that we did where we were showing the kids how to tie ties.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up crying. Tears.
Yeah.
You know, you never learned?
No, I did.
He learned.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
My dad taught me.
My dad taught me too.
Yeah. So,
but it's tricky, man. If you don't have somebody to teach you.
Yeah, and that was my thing. Here was all these young men, and it was Jarrell and his boys, and the way that the dude was going about it, I can't remember his name. The guys over, what was that?
Oh shoot.
Men's closet, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they were going about it, man, it was so touching, bro. It was special.
Right.
It was special. And the kids were enwrapped. You feel me? They wanted to learn.
Right.
They wanted to learn how to tie a tie, how to do a bow tie. You know, and it was just, it was awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really
good. Because, and you know, right now during the pandemic, we really can't do the gathering so much,
right?
You know, because we're a hands-on organization. We don't get into lectures and all that other stuff. We kind of give you the basic stuff, and boom, here we go. This is what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
But because of the pandemic, we had to reinvent ourselves. So, you know, we've been doing a lot of Zoom conversations with the young men. We had one about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
We had one about you know, the racism in United States that's going on right now.
Oof.
With Greg Jackson, who has a show here on Monday night. So we had this. We're making plans to have one with the supervisor of elections in Seminole County.
Awesome.
A little busy right now. He's a little busy.
A little bit.
A little busy.
A few things going on. So, you said you voted today, too, which is very, very important.
I did vote today.
Very, very important.
I was number four in line.
What time you get there?
I actually got there like 6:38.
Okay.
And it was two ladies in front of me and then a male. Then I brought my chair to sit down. And the ladies was like, wow, we should have brought our chairs. I was like, okay, all right. I'm not giving you my chair. if that's why y'all was louder in y'all conversation.
There's two of you. I got one chair.
Yeah. Man.
So, Shivery, I wish I brought my chair.
Yeah, Shivery is dead, apparently. Because
that is not stepping up your game.
No, it's not stepping
that
up my game.
That is not stepping up your
but
game.
Listen, man, you know, all is fair. You should have thought of it.
Dang.
So, but... You know, I voted today. It was a quick, easy process.
I was
number four, got there like 6:45. But by 6:50, the line was long. But
wow.
Because I voted in Seminole County, it was a larger precinct. Right. It went really, really quick.
Good.
It went really, really quick.
Good.
And, you know, again, not telling everybody, you know, telling nobody who to vote for or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, but I need you to vote. And, you know, I voted for Biden and Harris, but I ain't telling you who to vote for. I'm just saying who I voted for.
Right.
That I voted for Biden and Harris. That's Frank, all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm not.
Frank, thanks for joining us, man. Thanks for rushing over here. I appreciate it. I was afraid you was at the beach.
No.
But glad you're here. You inspired this topic, so I wanted you to talk about what you shared with me. Last week, we're talking about stepping up our game. So tell me what you and Rosie decided to do.
Well, first of all, been married 31 years.
Woo!
And,
congrats.
We have four kids,
mm-hmm.
All grown.
Woo!
Only one is still in the house.
All right.
But we hardly ever see her. She does a lot of ministry with worship and stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay.
So, you know, me and Rosie, we're preparing. We're like, man, we're empty nesters.
Yeah.
And, you know, thinking about our house out on the West Coast on the beach here
uh-huh.
in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And, something came up to where Rosie has a cousin who's been in and out of programs and you know, leaving them and going. And the last straw was there was an incident that happened, and literally the state is taking the kids away.
Mm.
And, you know, started burning on Rosie's heart and my heart. And, you know, make a long story short, we just came out to the conclusion where two of the kids, a 3-year-old girl and one is about to be 11 months. We decided that we're going to take them, care for them, and then process the hearing is at the end of the month.
It's amazing.
And when they're released to the state, they're bringing them straight to us, and we're going to adopt them.
That's amazing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up,
that's
man.
That's stepping up, man.
Yeah. That
oh,
is,
man.
That is.
Congratulations to
and
you.
And y'all was free. Y'all yeah. was, no, I'm just kidding.
You were.
Yeah.
You made it to the promised land.
We were. Now I got to bring the rest
now
of the,
you
another tribe in with me.
That's right.
Yeah.
You re-up it for another.
Yeah, but you know what I, what the Lord really impressed in my heart was a week into it, because I was still like, man, you know, just being honest, you know, mm-hmm. we're at that point. And, you know, I read that scripture where God says true religion is to take care of the orphans and the widows.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what it is. I've seen enough and know enough people that have been in the system and have gone through the system. And it's not a pleasant thing.
Yeah.
And if me and Rosie could bless two of these girls and raise them up in the admonition of the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly change the legacy of that family line mm-hmm. and the strongholds that exist there, then so be it. Let God do what he needs to do.
That's fantastic.
That's good,
man. That is fantastic.
But one recommendation that, you know, with the bringing the kids in and, you know, coming into that environment is to really let them pick their own NFL teams.
Oh.
Well, I was going to say, Brother Jarrell will definitely appreciate that you will absolutely.
Yes.
Train them to have the love of the mighty star.
That's right. They
from
will.
Big D.
They will be a Dallas Cowboy fan.
The star,
absolutely.
The star, yes. David.
Glenn, Jerry. Yeah, yeah.
No, we're Dolphins. Yeah. Frank, I don't know what you were trying to put me in.
I don't know. This might be
Dolphins,
like
Dolphins, baby.
This might be like the new debate. He might cut my mic off soon.
Yeah. What is that? Tomorrow night.
Yes.
Kristen, welcome. Yeah. That's gonna be nice.
Yeah. Oh man, I appreciate you sharing that, man.
That's a big phenomenal. Step up, man. That's that a big step up, man. Phenomenal, and especially in the way you know, because it's a different era now, and how you raise your kid, your you know, your own kids, which these would be your own kids, but you know, it's you're gonna have to kind of tweak your ways a little bit, because like say you used to send them off to school, but they're not going to school now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that whole virtual learning, and so you got to relearn all that stuff that you dumped from your child's elementary. You got to kind of remember.
Well, we're blessed in that area because my wife is a director of a Montessori school.
Oh, well, then.
And they did the whole end of the year last year was all online, and they were doing the classes and virtual stuff online.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Awesome. So that's what we're talking about, guys. Just any way you can. There was a point I was riding with my boy Big Mike, and just learning how to be a man of Christ. Big Mike, rest in peace. And we were just driving to get some food, and this lady was her car broke down, Maitland Boulevard, over by I-4, where it's a nightmare. And all these cars are honking at her and yelling at her. So I was driving. He said, "Chris, pull over." So we pulled over, and we just jumped out and pushed their car out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Just stepping up. We didn't have to do nothing. Right. We could have just kept rolling. Even little things like that.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in line to vote and you get there early with your chair and you see an old lady standing next to you, giving her your chair.
That's a good one.
Step it up.
Yeah.
Step up.
Step up, Jarrell. Plate. Because we got to help each other, man. It's tough times.
Helping myself.
Yes. Okay. You get that. You're a hardworking man. Yeah. You know.
Allegedly.
You know. That's what they say anyway. That's not what Glenn tells me, but right, that's the rest of them say. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Real Men Talk Show. We're going to be back next week. Please step up your game. You can find us. We're on Instagram all the time, Real Men Talk Show, Facebook, Real Men Talk Show. This airs on TuneIn Network. Also, we'll be on Indie Jams Radio, JAMZ Radio, 8 p.m. tonight on TuneIn Network and Real Men Talk Show podcast. Everywhere you listen to podcasts. Apple, Spotify, all that. It's all out there. Thanks for listening. We will see you guys next week. God bless. Have a great week.
Thank you.